in you. You remember the palm tree. There is a palm tree. We talk about it a lot. In the shadow of that palm tree, we are going to find Omar sleeping, remember? And the Holy Mother should go to that tree. That's the only action she takes, to go and seek refuge in the shadow of that palm tree. Enough clues? There are thoughts. We are talking about thoughts here, mainly. And the action which is coming according, right? The action here in the story, main action is trying to avoid the challenge. Is it right or wrong in the story? Let's say I'm a very good reader here. How could I be a good reader? Remember, it's two people. I could be a good reader if I read as a six-year-old boy and I accept no nonsense. Or if I'm an alien, when I think about this story of a virginity, I don't think about Christianity or religion even. Because if it was, the subject will not be delivered in poetic language. You remember, I insist upon this, that remember this is poetic language. And poetic language is made not to be very clear, not to be definitive. What is the difference between a normal text and a poem? You should recognize this difference, right? Because it's very important here. We are studying a book which is written purposely in this language. What is the difference between these two languages? You who volunteered, you should explain this because it has nothing to do with the spiritualism, it has nothing to do with Rumi, and all these nonsense I add to it. As an intellectual fellow, you should be able to differentiate between poetic language and the normal text. What is the difference, according to you?
This volunteer?
Not volunteer. You're not volunteer.
Well, poetic language can be heard in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And normal writing usually has a certain idea that it's trying to show.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of beginning and middle and an end. So in poetic language, we can hear parts of ourselves mirrored in it.
How much time do you need to really explain it? A lot, right? Especially about poetic language. Let me cut it short for you. The difference between poetic language and the normal text is the difference between feeding and force feeding. Force feeding is when you feed an animal because of something. You have some hidden agenda. You are actually feeding this animal to become big, to give more milk, or give you seedless watermelon. You force feed them. You have an agenda, right? This is the text. Anybody who is writing something is proving or disapproving something and trying to write in your mind something that fellow wants to. And it works that way. Therefore, that's a language of philosophy and behavior teaching and law and order. Because somebody wants to control your mind, to lead it towards something precisely. if it works or not depends on the strength of an ability of the writer, but writing is that, right? Poetic language is feeding. Like feeding the bird. You put out some seeds. Who will get it? You don't know. Everybody, depending on their ability, their opportunity, could feed. This is poetic language. Poetry put out a sentiment, an emotion, a very complicated feeling out, and the communication doesn't depend on his strength only. It depends on who is reading it. Poetic language will offer you a lot. Will not force you to understand something. Will offer you the different aspects of something. This is poetic language. Therefore, it's not force-feeding you. The texts like this, they don't have a hidden agenda. They don't have something in mind to prove or disapprove. They just offer it to you. Therefore, it's up to you how you read it. Because you will interpret it no matter what. So pay attention to your way of interpretation, because that's the key. With the text, it's not the way you interpret. With the normal text, you should be sharp and clever, clear. And here you said, we don't count on that. We count on something else. There is this virgin thought, which is not handmade for you. It's coming from a heart. And you could receive it from your own heart. That's one point here. Next point, Rumi, you said something about interpreting Quran. Here, book changes to Quran means the holy text. He said, you do something wrong to the holy text. Why? Because you try to interpret it in a way to be parallel to your thoughts. Here we're not talking about thoughts. Poetic language needs your heart, needs your feeling, your emotion, because emotion is there. If you go just to the text, what do you see? Oh, one of the simplest things that you don't, but if you look around, you find a lot of Iranians who are involved with that. They have a problem with interpreting their religion, because they're living in a state of confusion. So many years, so many different interpretations, and at the end, you could do whatever you wish. You could change haram to halal. And it happened historically. Historically, I learned that caviar is haram, and it was haram. So it was available to a few who would be accepting the responsibility, having a little bit of your art, that's it. Suddenly, economic situation, blah, 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 blah. They turned it to halal because they needed the money to sell that stuff. Because some of these new revolutionary young fellows said, if this is haram, let's destroy it. Who did it? Somebody. Why? They needed something else. And one example like this is enough for you to doubt all of it. Then what's happening? What's going on? If you do it with your brains like that, you know what they read in Quran? There is this surah which belongs to women, Surah An-Nisa. That's the title. Amazingly, that surah is not mainly talking about women. It's talking about inheritance and how you should try to be fair about handling the money. Over there, if interpretation wants to go, write it down to the book the way I understand it. The fourth one is advising me to treat my wife. Period. But we know that that's the poetic language they talked about. This is foreign poetic language. If you change one aspect of that book, just one, that holy book, just remember wherever it talks about women, it talks about intelligence. Same here. And you see, the book is completely a different book now, because you accepted the symbolism of a poetic language. There has been a lot of argument about the language of the holy books. The Muslims, they insist upon Arabic language. They insisted upon it for so many years. Christians did the same. We used to speak Latin. And it was good for that purpose, because nobody understands it. They are these experts, and you have to believe them. Exactly the same thing happened with the poetic language should talk to your heart. That doesn't mean you should learn the language. Because honestly, there are languages I never learned, but there are poets that I learned their language, the way they talk, without knowing Spanish. I read Pablo Neruda. I read it in French, in Persian, in English, comprehend, but the main key is the guy. I know who the guy is. If I understand. If a guy's behavior is that the guy never beats his wife, we never be disrespect to women and try to protect them. And suddenly in his book, I will find the advice of beating your wife, because these are characteristics of the man. Historically, he is almost recent. We know how he was. Understand the language, and the language is the totality of this. You see the effort I make to bring you to a total thinking about Rumi. Think about Rumi, because when you ask yourself, what is this text telling me, you will not get a very deep answer. What is the better question? What the guy was thinking when he wrote this. Leave the book, go to the source. What Rumi was thinking. Rumi is trying to explain the problem of human being and this duality which is in our logic. Because at the end of the day, a living creature has a duality. Everything should be interpreted or translated to positive or negative, right or wrong, good or bad. But the universe is not like this. All these things, opposite things you count on, these are two sides of one existence. What is good? You tell me, what is good? Don't worry, no matter you say, I tell you to the bad thing. Because it is.
Everything
bad is the same.
Yeah.
Except if you stand up and say, what's good for me? Then I say, that's not good. Because it's not good for the rest of us. See? All those stuff are here because this is the story of animals trying to run away from the challenge. What is the challenge? Fighting the lion. That's the challenge. He gives in. The lion gives in. And there is no difference really. We know that nothing special happened here. Again,